Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, he's never made an enemy, and in part because he's never really lived. I love what John Piper said about enemies. He's proud of his enemies, and I'm kind of proud of mine as well. When I've stood up to things like injustice, people just aren't going to like you. There's just no way around it. And he is always pleasant, even when horrible things are going through his life. He's not going to be very honest with you. He might be gracious, but he's not truthful. And a nice guy is also extremely unreliable, because when the chips are down, they're nowhere to be found. Their niceness does not stem from kindness or compassion or even love. It usually stems from fear. You probably have people right now asking themselves, what's wrong with being nice? Let's make some distinctions here. Niceness is not kindness. Niceness is almost always a knee-jerk reaction to the need to please other people. It is people-pleasing behavior, and people-pleasers are extremely dishonest. Compare that to kindness. Kindness is a choice, and kindness is also, if it's going to be consistent, is undergirded by courage, because in order to be kind to one person, sometimes you have to disagree with another person. Well, if you're under the disease to please people all the time, you're not going to have the guts to stand up to another person in order to be kind. So courage is the virtue that really underpins all other virtues. Nice people don't have it, though they're more than happy to make you think that they do. And then there's also a good amount of pride that comes along with being nice. Susie, what is the highest accolade you can get in church? He's the nicest person you ever met. Mm-hmm. You show me the nicest person I've ever met, I will show you someone who probably is letting people down on a regular basis, mm-hmm. but they're keeping their mouth shut because the person is so nice. The nice guy, he doesn't fight for anything. He doesn't know how to fight. And when he does, it's almost always the volcanic type of fighting. It's not the assertive type of fighting that we see Jesus. Jesus doesn't, you know, tear people's heads off, but he does speak the truth. And man, it is amazing when he does. Nice guys don't know how to speak the truth. They don't want to speak the truth. In fact, I'll say something a little bit brazen here. Many of them go to church to get away from the truth.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.